USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A radical organization called Ruth Sent Us has set up a website directing angry abortion activists to go to the homes of the six extremist justices, in their words, three in Virginia, three in Maryland. Those protests set to take place next Wednesday. This as there's bipartisan support to get additional federal funding for the Supreme Court justices to allow around-the-clock protection for justices and their families.
Because we deal in these matters on a daily basis, to make that kind of threat to the Supreme Court is an attempt to intimidate the justices and a threat to judicial independence.
Texas Republican Senator John Cornyn. AAA reporting the national average for the price of regular gas is up another few cents today to $4.27 a gallon. This is USA Radio News.
Think of everything you do to provide for your family. A home, food on the table, health care, vacations, and saving for your kids' education. It's all good as long as you're alive, but it's only a drop in the bucket of what they'll need if you die without life insurance. Buying term life insurance is not something you can afford to put off. Call the Term Life Line now for the lowest possible rates on quality term life insurance. Term life rates are at all-time lows, and we can save you up to 70%. If you already have coverage, you could be paying too much. One call.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Call 800-631-9123. 800-631-9123. That's 800-631-9123.
As the price of gas in Oregon is $4.66 a gallon, the state continues to deal with inflation. Oregon Democratic Governor Kate Brown is focusing on feminine hygiene products.
Every public school in Oregon will soon be required to provide tampons and other feminine products in boys' bathrooms. In addition, those tampons must include instructions on how to use them. The requirement is in accordance with the state's new Menstrual Dignity Act, signed into law by Democratic Governor Kate Brown last year. It mandates that menstrual products be made available in every student bathroom. In the USA Radio News Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
Florida Attorney General Ashley Moody says the state is settling a $680 million lawsuit with Walgreens. The agreement comes weeks into a civil trial over Walgreens' alleged role in the opioid epidemic. This is USA Radio News.
Gunsmoke, Fort Laramie, have gun, will travel.
Frontier gentlemen,
Luke Slaughter of Tombstone.
The greatest radio shows of all time, classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. On many of these radio stations or online, just search for classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. That's classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox.
During President Biden's inauguration speech, he said he planned to unite the country. Republicans on Capitol Hill say the president is not backing up his words.
As Democrats are running all three branches of the government right now, President Biden continues to attack Americans with a different political ideology.
What are the next things that are going to be attacked? Because this MAGA crowd is really the most extreme political organization that's existed in American history.
Texas Senator Ted Cruz on Fox News reminds half the country the Biden administration has been and will continue coming at you for your beliefs.
This is the same president whose Attorney General Merrick Garland sent a letter to the FBI directing the FBI to target parents as domestic terrorists. This is the same president, this is the same Department of Justice that is keeping peaceful protesters from January 6th in prison, is refusing to answer questions about solitary confinement.
Lance Pry from the USA Radio News West Coast News Bureau with that story. Senator Marco Rubio has proposed a bill to cut off corporate tax deductions for businesses that offer to pay expenses for employees who travel to other states to abort their babies. Big businesses like Amazon, Disney, Citigroup, Lyft, Yelp, Uber, Bumble, and Salesforce have recently announced they would cover such expenses for employees in order to help them circumvent pro-life laws in their home states. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.